Tri-State Livestock News. Well, first, hey, everybody, welcome to the good stuff. That's right. They said we were the good stuff, and we are. It's Kim and Mike.
Here we are.
That's right. But I'm excited to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. They offer ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture, so many different things on ag. Ever wish you had just one single source for all your livestock news? It is Tri-State Livestock News. They offer all of this and more. Every week, there's no need to roam and search for all that information. You've got it in one neat little package. Make sure you check it out. Subscribe now. TSLN, Tri-State Livestock News.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit the Valentine area and discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. You start by going to visitvalentine.org and then check out maybe some of the 300-plus motel rooms, several Airbnbs, lots of open space camping spots, a vineyard, museums, bird watching, you name it. Go check it out. Visitvalentine.org.
They got it all. We know we live here. Hey, 1962 cost of living.
Oh, that'd be good.
Do you have your seatbelt on?
Did we have seatbelts in 1962?
I think so. So the cost of living, a new house was
$12,550. $12,000. Okay.
$12,000 would buy you a new house. Average income was $5,556 a year. A new car, $2,924. $2,000, well, $3,000 technically to buy
pretty
a
much,
new car.
Yeah.
Yep, yep. The average rent, $110 a month. Tuition to Harvard, $1,520 a year to Harvard. Now, a movie ticket was only a dollar and gas was 27 cents a gallon. The stamp?
A nickel.
5 cents. That was a good guess.
Ooh, I got it right on the
nose.
Yeah,
pretty close. Now, let's go to the grocery store. Sugar was 89 cents for 10 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was $1.04 for a gallon of milk. Ground coffee, it was 85 cents a pound. Bacon, 69 cents a pound. The eggs were 32 cents a dozen, and fresh ground hamburger was 40 cents a dozen. Now, fresh baked bread, 21 cents a loaf. Didn't break a dollar very often on those.
No, I was going to say everything was like the dollar store. You could really do something.
No kidding.
You know, they used to call it the five and dime, and there's a reason for that.
That's right.
Yeah, things were five and dime.
5 cents for 10 cents. So true.
All right, so just a reminder, some spiritual nuggets for you today. God wants spiritual fruit, not religious nuts. Dear God, I have a problem. It's me.
Oh, hey, you know, that's it in a nutshell.
There is no key to happiness. The door is always open. Silence is often misinterpreted, but never misquoted. I think that goes along with you. If you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all, or keep your mouth shut instead of remove your foot.
Open
or
it and yeah. Remove all doubt.
Do the math. Count your blessings. And faith is the ability to not panic. Those are some spiritual nuggets which were sent into the good stuff from Rhonda Stearns.
How about a story, Mike? We got enough time left?
I think so.
Two newlyweds quickly realized their marriage was not working and filed for a divorce. The judge asked them what the problem was. The husband says, in the 5 weeks that we've been together, we haven't been able to agree on a single thing. The judge turned to the wife. Have you anything to say? She answered, it's been 6 weeks, Your Honor.
Might be a sign.
I think it's a sign. Let's throw another one out there. A woman walks into her psychiatrist's office and says, hey, doc, you know how we've been talking about saying things that don't come out the way we meant them to? The psychiatrist replies, you mean Freudian slips? Exactly. Yes, those. Well, I had the most amazing one last night. I was eating dinner with my husband, and I meant to say, honey, could you please pass the salt? But instead, I said, you dang fool, you ruined my life.
Ooh. That's probably a good one to leave alone after that. Thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff.